The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I'm joined now by a man once described as Vladimir Putin's number one enemy. Bill Browder is his name. He is the CEO and co-founder of the investment fund Hermitage Capital Management. Bill, you're very welcome back to the show. It's good to talk to you again. You are going to be appearing before an Oireachtas Justice Committee next week to talk about the Irish Magnitsky Act. What's this about? Catch us up, please.
So the name Magnitsky is the name of my Russian lawyer who was murdered in Russian police custody 12 and a half years ago after uncovering a massive corruption scheme of which Putin was the beneficiary of. And since his murder, I've been on a mission to get justice, and that has led to this law, the Magnitsky Act, which allows countries to freeze assets and ban visas of human rights violators, torturers, and kleptocrats. Now, the law has been passed in a number of countries, the United States, Canada, UK. It's been passed in Australia, Norway, et cetera. It's also been passed in the European Union, but the European Union is totally dysfunctional when it comes to foreign policy like this, because you have unanimity. Every country has to agree. So you get a little country like Hungary, run by Viktor Orban, who's on the payroll of Vladimir Putin, and all of a sudden he can block all legislation against Russia. And so I'm in Ireland next week to talk to the committee about an Irish Magnitsky Act. So Ireland doesn't, if the European Union gets blocked by a country like Hungary, then Ireland can protect its own national interests independently through its own national law and freeze the assets of these bad guys when these torturers and killers, when they try to bring their money to Ireland. And there's a lot of political support for it. And I'm hoping it becomes law very quickly.
Have you had any feedback in advance from Irish parliamentarians in terms of who has invited you here and the appetite for an Irish Magnitsky Act?
Yeah, so this has been cooking for a long time. Brendan Howland is the main sponsor. He's been working on it with me. And he believes that there's now, full political support to make this happen. This is, it's not like it's just being proposed right now. This is the result of a long and arduous political process. There's going to be hearings next week, and I'm going to be coming online after submitting written evidence to make my points and to try to iron out any last minute objections so we can actually make this happen.
And in practical terms, like were this to be passed next week, for instance, it would take longer than that, but let's assume it is. Like what practically happens immediately if there's now an Irish Magnitsky Act?
Well, it means that the Irish government can, if there's a Russian oligarch in Ireland who's part of the Putin regime, funding the Putin war machine, giving money to Putin to kill Ukrainians, that the Irish government could sanction that person, even if the European Union it frees their assets, even if the European Union is sitting on their hands. It means that you don't have to sort of sit there and just say, well, sorry, the bureaucracy over there in Brussels is not going to do anything. And so we're just going to have to let these Russians get away with murder, because there's a bunch of these stories out there right now, including the Magnitsky story. So the people who killed Sergei Magnitsky, my lawyer, they're sanctioned in the United States. They're sanctioned in Canada. They're sanctioned in Britain. They're sanctioned in Australia. But they're not sanctioned in the European Union. Mm. And in fact, we found money from the Magnitsky case going into Ireland, and the Irish authorities did nothing about it. And so this is not hypothetical. This is a real situation. Ireland should have control over its own sovereignty, particularly when we're in a moment when this is actual life or death stuff, where people are dying as a result of Russian money being available to Vladimir Putin that's safe in certain countries.
Yeah, and there is Russian investment in Ireland. There is investment by Russian oligarchs, and people would be familiar with Ohanish Alumina, the refinery in Limerick, and it's owned by EN Plus, which is controlled by this Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska. Greg Barker is a former British minister. He was chairman of that firm, and he is now leading a consortium to buy it from this Russian oligarch. And Leo Varadkar and Pascal Donoghue, our Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance, met this Lord Barker from the UK. You described that meeting as, I think you said it stinks. Why?
No, it's horrible. So let's just look at a little history here. So Greg Barker, after he left the British government, he became a member of the House of Lords. So he's Lord Barker. And he, at the same time as he was, so he's a lawmaker. So this is not a, he's not like a private individual. He's a British lawmaker. And while he was a lawmaker, Oleg Deripaska first got sanctioned back in 2017 by the U.S. government for his involvement in supporting the Putin regime, which was involved in hacking the U.S. elections. So Oleg Deripaska gets sanctioned. And Barker then, who's a lawmaker, British lawmaker, he puts on his Lord hat, goes to Washington, has meetings with all sorts of senators, congressmen, and the U.S. government, and somehow was able to negotiate for Deripaska's aluminum company to get removed from the sanctions list. And in return, Lord Barker, a politician, got paid $5 million success fee. So this is not some, you know, just a businessman who is trying to do a deal and wants to like save this refinery. This is a guy who is like the concierge for Oleg Deripaska, who's like been abusing his title, running around the world doing this stuff. Mm. And all of a sudden he shows up. I mean, these guys, you know, your prime minister shouldn't have given him the meeting. It's ridiculous.
Barker not trying to kind of lead this non-Russian consortium to buy it from this oligarch? Is that not a good thing?
I don't want to get sued for libel by saying what I'm going to say on your radio station, but how do we know that this is not just a ruse? How do we know that this is not just a way for Deripaska to like have an option to rebuy his thing back and have it in somebody else's name? How do we know that? And I mean, it's the whole thing stinks. And in my opinion, this meeting shouldn't have happened. It should not. If there's a legitimate offer to buy this from a third party arm's length buyer, then the government should look at it carefully with lawyers and not having meeting behind closed doors. Nobody knows what's happening. It's totally inappropriate.
And is that indicative of a kind of a level of hypocrisy in the West in general?
Of course. So, I mean, if I asked for a meeting with the prime minister to talk about sanctioning Russian human rights violators, no one would touch me with a barge pole because it's too controversial and they wouldn't want to upset the Russians. And here you have the prime minister meeting with a guy who's the concierge for a Russian oligarch.
Yeah.
I mean, the
deputy prime minister, but yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Any minister.
All right, Bill, listen, I appreciate your time. Bill Browder is the CEO and co-founder of the investment fund Hermitage Capital Management. He is going to be appearing before an Oireachtas Justice Committee next week to lobby for an Irish Magnitsky Act. Bill, like I say, it's good to catch up with you again. Thanks a million for chatting to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.